This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Diana and Dan. Soon they'll play a game about Prince, the only adult to have a favorite color and still be cool. Let's check in with them. Diana, you play several instruments, one which is the taiko drums.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about that.
Well, they are originally from Japan, and in Japan they make it actually out of single tree trunks that are about this big. Nobody can, this is a radio show. Anyway.
But basically, like, you know, you're putting your arms like you're hugging an actual
like
tree.
Yes, hugging somebody.
Yeah.
So but here in the U.S., they make it out of wine barrels.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's hard to get a tree that big. And they're played with these really big dowels that look like you're going to kill someone in a way.
Yeah.
You're dancing around, you're hitting it, and so it's a really good workout, and
yeah.
It's a really good stress reliever. So after I have, like, a bad day of bad patients, it's just like, yeah.
And you play with a group?
I do play with a community group with my husband. We actually met in college playing those drums. Yeah, then we played it at our wedding as well. Yeah.
Dorps. Dan, something you told us really made me laugh. Way back in 1994, you competed in the Port Orchard, Washington Seagull Calling Competition.
I did.
And you did well.
I won.
You won.
Yes.
What are the tips to a good gull call?
Well, for me, it was prepubescence.
Range. So you're saying it's all range.
It's all range.
Were there different categories, or were you just the flat-out winner?
Yeah, no, there was best costume. There was how many... Yes. you know, how many birds can you attract just by throwing bread at them? You know, total quantity.
Yeah.
And then there was best sounding call.
Yeah.
And that was the prize. That was the best category to win.
Yeah, it's hard to believe the other ones didn't have prizes as well.
Yes.
Fantastic. Your next game is a music parody called Purple Prince. Diana, stay in the lead and you're in the final round. Dan, you need to get more points or you're going to make some doves cry.
Thanks to Purple Rain, Prince is heavily associated with the color purple. So we rewrote other songs by the late, great Prince and made them about other purple things. Ring in to answer, and if you're correct, you can earn a bonus point by identifying the original song. You ready? Okay, here we go. In the name of Fran Tarkenton, they're gonna root for this team. It's true they've never won the Super Bowl, but Midwest fans can dream. Fran Tarkenton, Midwest team, purple. Diana.
The Vikings?
Minnesota Vikings is correct. For a bonus point, can you name the song?
Nope.
That was 1999.
Yeah. Mm.
It was a big Prince hit.
1999. That used to be about partying like the world was ending, but now it's about partying like it's the year our intern was born.
That's very weird. That's very weird. Here's your next one. You don't have to enjoy this exotic roll. You can stick to the plain teriyaki bowl. The spiny echinoderm is not to everyone's taste, but if you like umami, you should add this paste. Dan.
Beet.
That is incorrect. Diana, do you know the answer?
Let's see. Some sort of paste. Eggplant?
Another fine guess, but it's incorrect. We were looking for sea urchin or uni.
Oh, yes.
Again, no bonus point, but that was kiss. Here's your next one. He had a wax colorful stick. The kind you buy in an art supply store. A wax colorful stick. Almost bald, but he was only age 4.
Children's book.
Children's book.
About this kid.
He would draw with this colorful wax stick. Diana.
Purple crayon.
Harold in the purple crayon, that is correct.
Right.
For a bonus point, can you name the song?
Still nope.
Okay. Raspberry Beret.
Sorry. Don't know Prince.
No, that's all right.
Don't know Prince.
Raspberry Beret. Yeah. Great hit.
It's a great hit.
One of my favorites.
Prince. One of the Prince songs.
If it was warm, she wouldn't wear much more. Technically, if you're really hot, the first thing you would take off would be a hat.
Would be your hat.
So I always found that troubling.
It's true. It's true. It wouldn't be very efficient to start by taking off your pants.
Right.
Take off the hat first.
Take off the hat first.
Yeah,
you feel.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. It feels like several hours and 15 days. I'm gonna miss the Mets game, I guess. Got on at 34th for Flushing, Queens. I thought this train was express. Dan.
I'm from California.
No, I know. This is an unfortunate clue for the both of you.
I know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, it's the you take it from 34th Street to Flushing, Queens.
And just so you know.
How do you guys not know this? I can't believe it.
You know.
Doesn't everybody in America know all of the subway trains in New York City?
Woo! I'm gonna go with purple.
Right?
It is a purple thing, but I cannot just accept that because that is a given, unfortunately.
Oh.
Can you name a subway train, any subway train in New York City?
Any subway train.
Yeah.
I can. I totally...
Well, it's not your turn, Diana. Hold on.
I totally took one today.
F is incorrect. Diana, can you name a subway train in New York
There's
City?
There's an R.
Also incorrect. I'm sorry.
I just read up.
We were looking for the 7 train is what we were looking for.
See, that's how you know that we actually write the games before we cast the contestants.
Yes, right. There is no bonus point, but that was nothing compares to you. This is your last clue. Large and bulbous veg, under the leaves you lurk. Lewd emoji veg, I saw you in a text that wasn't safe for work. Diana.
Eggplant.
Eggplant, you got it. For a bonus point, Diana, can you name the song?
Sorry.
Okay. It was Little Red Corvette.
Great game. Congratulations, Diana. You are moving to our final round.